Okay, Simon Shin Samach Vav, page 460, top line. We discussed yesterday the beginning of Siv Gimel, which is teaching us the halachas with regards to the house in which you place the Eruv. You know, let me quickly recap from Siv Gimel, which is the bottom of the page, Resh Lamed, so the earlier page, just quickly to go through it. Habayis Shemenichem Bo Eruv, the place where you actually, the room, the place where you keep the Eruv. We're talking about where are you allowed to position, where do you place the actual Eruv foods? Where do you put it? So, first of all, the house where you're going to put it, that house, those dwellers, those residents of that particular flat, they must not chip in towards the Eruv. They don't need to. Anybody else, of course, does. But where the Eruv is kept, it's kept in one of those batim, one of those houses, one of those flats. They do not need to pay towards the Eruv themselves because that's where the Eruv is kept. We also learned that it does not need to be worth a shavaputa for each resident. You do not put it in the chotzer, in the courtyard, only in a place where you can actually dwell. Excluding a roofless place, a corridor, and a landing. Now comes the new halacha. You can only put it, this Eruv, in a place which has got four amas on four amas. I.e., if you have collected the, so you are in this, in the block of flats, everybody's chipped in towards the Eruv. Now you've got this nice piece of bread or the nice box of matzahs. Where do you want to keep it? So you're going to put it in your house and you're going to put it now, let's say, in a room. You know what? Outside your flat on the staircase, there's a little electricity cupboard or a little, you know, like a room that has like a little, what could it be? Like a boiler, not boiler, or whatever, like a little room. So that if it's less than four and four amas, you may not keep it there. No, you have to put it as in a place, in a room which is four amas on four amas. We continue. A frugal cotton, even if it's the cotton's place, say you've got children, they've got their own room, their own little flat, it can be that that's okay. So the fact that you put it in a place which belongs to a cotton and a pre-bar mitzvah boy, nevertheless, that's acceptable. Now comes an interesting halacha. If the practice is that you only always, every week, you keep the Eruv in one particular house, Tomit bevayis yodua, it's only always put, the Eruv is always placed in one specific designated room or house or flat, you may not change that and swap that, velit no impute bevayis ach, in a different house. Mipnei dark isholim, because of dark isholim. Now what is dark isholim? We'll see exactly what the dark isholim is. Let's go through a couple of Mishnah Berurah over here. First of all, Sifkot and Chovbeis in the Mishnah Berurah, Abba Amos al Abba Amos, you have to put in a place which is four and four Amos. The Ozu, Roy Ledira, because only then it is Roy Ledira. If it's less than four Amos, it's not considered a residential, feasible place, and therefore you can't put it in there. It has to be a place which is four and four or bigger. For flushal cotton, sif cotton, chov given a mishtabura, perish abai shminichim ba'eruv, the room, if the room belongs to a child, ushal cotton, kamashmala, nevertheless, to loy tame at zach laknus lem beso, if a cotton la baknu, don't say that if it belongs to a child, it's not good enough. Kamash Malon, to lay mishum kinyon is nothing to do with acquisition, and a cotton is fine, nothing to do with kinyon on him. Hello mishum dira, falken mutali aniach, afurishal bashal cotton, even if the flat belongs to a cotton, nevertheless, the Eruv can be placed there. Now, regilim litnoi tomits, if cotton chavdal, lafuke, if the place is no regular dialogue, if the place is not commonly, weekly positioned there, the Eruv is not always there, just they did it once, then it ain't hakbit, then he can still change and put the Eruv in a different place. So, once it's well established, the Eruv is always kept in one particular flat. We always keep it in Mishpachas Berlin's flat. So if it's always there, for the last 6 years been there, so you can't just 1 week decide and put it in family gossip, so they can't. But if we only put in one week in this place, and now we change our mind, we want to put it elsewhere, so we can move it around. But once it's established, it's muchzik, it's established that it goes always in one place, you may not move it. What's the reason for that? Why? Sifkot Chavzai Mishnebu explains, Mipnei Dark Yisholim, Inyan Dark Yisholim, Pekanu Mishum Chashad. The reason is because of chashad. Chashad means, what does that chashad mean? Chashad means suspicion. was suspicious. Why? Peresh Rashi, Rashi explains, Hoil, since, Verurgala Eruv, Besoich Oysa Abayis, since the Eruv is always placed in that particular house, in Bosa Leshanois, if you're going to change as Mekomo its place, Hanichnos Leoysa Abayis, if 1 week we go into your house, for the last 6 years, we had the Eruv in your house, and we come once, we're eating in family Berlin's, and then we suddenly look out for the Eruv, and the Eruv is not there anymore, because we punked this Shabbos, we moved it over to a different place. So what are people going to say? What are people going to say?
They're going to say what?
They're going to be worried about the Eruv. That's why they're going to say, you know what? Actually, it's a new halacha. The Dirshuch was decided that we don't need an Eruv. We can carry without an Eruv. And since the Eruv was always there, it's not Eruv anymore. So what must be, must be that we can carry without an Eruv. And next Shabbos will carry that. Without realizing that actually the Eruv has just been moved. And it's not there anymore. It's now somewhere else. Therefore, you may not move the place of the Eruv. It's been there for a bit of time. It must stay there. Yeah.
What about, has it been the same room in the house?
No.
Yes. Room.
Yes. There's another reason as well. First line, first wide line. With Tosfos Perushud, the Tosfos in the Gemara over there gives another reason why you may not move the Eruv. Why? The chashad is a different suspicion of it. Shiach shudu labal abayis is shegoyin of pas min Eruv. We think that, you know what? Not sure about the Berlins. Maybe they really like that this box of matzahs. And they're going to start thinking that, you know, why has it been always been there for years? And now there's no, the Eruv has disappeared. Who knows? Maybe they really like this chalas. So we don't want people to start thinking that people are going off him over here. Therefore, don't move it, because people are going to ask questions, and some people are always looking for negativity, and they'll think that, oh, you know, maybe they were not honest. Look how beautiful halacha. The Shulchan Aruch is. Shulchan Aruch wants us to ensure that we don't get to machloikas. It will lead potentially to machloikas. It will lead to misunderstanding. It will lead to suspicion. So you know what? If the Eruv is always there, just keep it there. Just keep it there. If you move it, people are going to start making machloikas. Don't do machloikas. Leman Hashem, just keep. We'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah. It's a good question. Can you move it on a temporary basis if they're not there? The answer is no. You should still have it there. No, you don't have to be there. Yeah, don't have to be there. So you should still be.
Yeah, but they have to give the keys to somebody.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I'm trying to think if you can still keep the over there. Let's see if it's not accessible. I'm not sure. I don't remember the halacha about accessible. There's a before halacha later about being accessible. I don't remember what the halacha is, if it needs to be accessible or not. It's discussed later. But in principle, yes, it should stay there. Okay, we continue. Ve'afilu, now, last word of Shulchan Aruch, page 460. Ve'afilu, ve'afilu nivan, going to the next page. Ve'afilu kotn yochalik bo'is ha'eruv le'kaptzoi. Now, what about the collection? So we're talking about a Friday collection towards Eruv. We want to make an Eruv. The whole idea of an Eruv is that everybody chips in a little bit. That's the whole idea of an Eruv. Now, I want to know if we are collecting, everybody can either give a bit of flour, we make everybody gives a pound. And like this, we make an Eruv. Now, I want to know, can a child go from door to door, collect, in this block of flats, can they go from the collecting from already the pound, the Thursday collection of collecting every bit of flour or pound, and thereby collecting for the Eruv, or can it only be done by an adult? The actual collection. Adult only or child too? Adult only. Says Shulchan Aruch, ve'afilu kotn yochalik bo'is, even a child may... Likboys may collect ha'eruv, the eruv, and capture and collect it and gather it. So a child can do that. A cotton can do it. And the Mishnah Berurah reminds us the reason is in Sif Cotton Chofres, top line, that Akol Mitamanav, the eruv Shem Kenyan, again, the eruv has nothing to do with acquisitions, with Kenyonim. Because you need a Bardas. It's just a symbolic action that everybody gives towards the Eruv to show that we're all for it together. Comes the Ramah, and that's the Ramah that Rabbi Feingold mentioned yesterday. Zog the Ramah, v'aminik, the custom is, b'zman hazeh nowadays, l'aniach ha'eruv p'veis ha'knesses. The minik is that we keep the eruv in the shul. That's where the eruv is generally kept. V'cheinu aga k'dmoinim, that's the ancient minik. V'nira li'atam, the reason is, why we put it in the shul? Why would we keep an eruv in the shul? V'nira li'atam, the eruv in shalonu, because our eruv nowadays, yesh lem din shittuf, it's a shittuf mevos, it doesn't need to be put in a base tier. So Rabbi Isai, this is opening a discussion which we're not. It's a bit premature to discuss, but this is the point that there's a substantial difference between a shittuf mavos and a erev chatzeres. So again, what is the difference? Erev chatzeres is when you've got a few houses and there's one common chatzah for the houses. The equivalent would be a block of flats, lots of flats, and then there's a staircase which is the chatzah. So here we're learning, when it comes to chatzeros and the eruv chatzeros, that the actual food item needs to be kept in, what we just learned? No, before that, one second, before that, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that the eruv needs to be kept in a house. Now, but the shittuf mavos is different. What is the shittuf mavos? Shittuf mavos is, once you've got a few chatzeros, and these chatzeros, few courtyards, and those courtyards themselves are combining with main roads. That is a shittuf mavos. And that shittuf mavos, here the eruv is not kept in a house, that can be kept in a public place. Therefore, nowadays, when we are looking at an eruv, we're looking probably more at the halachas of shittuf mavos, and the shittuf mavos, the eruv and the shittuf mavos can be kept in a public place, which is a shul. Yeah. A base of knesses is not really a place to live because of its kedusha. And you can't really eat there. But also, lechol b'beis haknesses, you're not allowed to eat in a shul. So, why are you keeping the eruv in a shul? Only the learners there, they can eat a little bit, but it's not really an eating place. The minik can be understood and explained. Because our eruv nowadays have got a din of a shittuf mavos. That all the courtyards and the houses in the semi-public area, the mavui, they join together with this eruv. And a shittuf mavos. They do not need to be placed and kept in a house. It's not to be kept in a safe place, but doesn't need to be a private place. So that is the difference in the shittuf mavos and chatzeros. And therefore, our contemporary eruvin, which have got a din of a shittuf mavos, you may keep the actual food item in a shul because it's a safe place, but it's not a private place. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, what is that? Shittuf mavos and chatzeres. So I would, first of all, does he need an eruv chatzeres? Yeah, lichora, the only argument you could perhaps have, I don't think it's true though, but you could perhaps argue that it is temporary. But it's not temporary, right? Because the actual places, right, they're there for months. Okay, so if that's the case, it's not comparable to Shayora, and therefore it's more like Oelim, and therefore the halacha is that you need to make an Eruv. Now, is it Eruv Chatzeres or Shittuf Mavos? I also think it's Eruv Chatzeres, and therefore the halacha is you need to make an Eruv Chatzeres, and you've got to do it, and you have to keep it in a house, and you cannot keep it in shul in such a place. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Siv Dalet. Tzorich lit in kol ha'eruv b'kli echod. The whole Eruv needs to be put in one kli. In one kli. So you do not put it in two kelim. Keep it in one plate. V'im chilku v'nosnu b'shnei kelim. If it was divided and separated into two kelim, enu eruv, it's not an eruv. Elu im kein unless, nismal ha'echod v'az muta. Unless one kelim is full, it's in its own right. Then it's okay. Vushu shnei keli bevayis echad. But so in principle, you have to ensure that the eruv is in one kli. Do not take the box of matzahs and put it on two different places because you want to be clever. No, don't put the matzahs into two kelim. They have to remain in one kli. In the das, how is it kept? In the original box? In the box? Two original boxes. Really? Why two? I wonder why two. Why is it two? I wonder why this. Why is it two? Okay. But either way, the halacha is, if they want to split it into two, one box into two, that wouldn't be sufficient. That wouldn't be good. You can't split into two. It needs to be on one keli. Is it on a plate or something? On a ledge. I wonder, because the Shulchan Aruch says it needs to be on a kli. Ah, so the box is probably the kli. What do you think? Is the box the kli? Box the kli? Is the box a valid kli? Probably. Now, what is the reason why it needs to be in one kli? Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat Lamed Aleph explains, because echot shari eruv shmoi. Eruv means mixing, merging. Shumurovim yachad, it should be merging together. V'minichov eshnei keilim, it defeats the purpose if you put it on two plates. Nireshim muflogim muflokim zeh. It sounds like you've got a machloikis. If you put the matzahs on two plates, it looks like, hey, they can't even agree on that. So therefore, you have to ensure that it's on one plate. Well, they couldn't even... Fleishik plate, Melchik plate. Well, they can't even agree on that. So therefore, that defeats the purpose. You have to be on one plate. So I'm not sure. What do you think? It's the box of matzahs on... It probably isn't. Yeah. Okay. So it must be on one keli. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Berurah does add, V'nira lichoyre, means Sifkot Lamed Aleph, I'm continuing, the Dafkim, I'm finishing off with that, V'nira, and it would appear, the Dafkim, Kol Echo Noisen Chelik Be'eruf, Havanim Echo Mezake Be'at Kulam, if one person is Mezake for others, Yochalit Mishnah Kelim, that would work in two Kelim. We'll talk about that in greater detail, Mitz Hashem, how that works, being Mezake for others, Ochen, Medulo Yizkiru, Apoizkim, Dovaz Emashma, the Svir, Ludulo Yplug, Rabon, Be'milsayu, V'tzorich Iyim. So it could be that if it works by the dynamics of being mezakeh, then could be you could put it on two plates. But that it says not sure what's achir. It's not mentioned in the poskim. But that we'll discuss that when you get to the halachas of being mezakeh. Rabbi Yisrael, to summarize what we covered this evening, we learned b'siyat tishmaya that an eruv is placed specifically in a place which is more than dalat al dalat amos. It does not matter if it belongs to a child, to a cotton. We learned that if the eruv is always kept in one particular place, you must stay there. We learned that the reason for that is Darkei Shalom. First explanation, Darkei Shalom is, you may not move because people are going to be suspicious that he stopped keeping El Chazeru. And the other reason is, we're going to suspect that maybe ate it up. So therefore, you must stick to the same place consistently. We learned that with regards to collecting the Eruv and Erev Shabbos, a child may do so. We learned also that the minhag nowadays is that we keep the Eruv in the shul. And why do you keep it in a shul? Because it's a shit of mevos and not an Eruv. We learned that Eruv must be kept in one keli. If it's divided and split into two kelim, it's not an eruv. The reason for that is because an eruv is its name and eruv is its essence, and therefore mu'or means to join and to merge. You can't put it on two plates; that defeats the purpose. Right? Okay. This is it for this evening. I wish you a very good Shabbos.